So it's Monday morning, January 27th. It's about 4:58 a.m. Pacific time. And the truth is, waking up, it hasn't gotten any easier to attempt to process and truly, figure out where we all stand and how we're all being affected by the Kobe Bryant and Gigi Bryant tragedy, along with the other passengers on that helicopter. A total of 9 lives completely transformed. And while the world, the majority of it, is impacted and consumed by the impressions and the achievements, the accomplishments, and are touched, rightfully so, by the life that was lived by one Kobe Bean Bryant, there are still others who are trying to work through their grief and their loss in these, waking hours, attempting to wake up from what may seem very much like a nightmare, full of unkindness, grasping for moments. I'm so certain and sure to reestablish their feet on the ground, if you will, to regain some mental, emotional, and spiritual balance as they attempt to chart a course going forward in a way that their lives can be not just honoring the legacy of their lost loved ones, but make the most indelible impressions upon those nearest them at whatever level the individual is living and shall live. For me, Sunday, January 26th, marked a new beginning. Those who may be wondering, like, well, who are you, Royce King, and why should we hear you, and why does it matter what you have to say? For those who have been with me and following and supporting family and friends, you know about Royce King Sports. You know a little bit about my personal dreams and aspirations and the journeys that I've taken, the sacrifices that I've made thus far, and the fact that I'm absolutely grateful to my Elohim, Yahweh Elohim, my faith, my belief. This is a year of self-examination, is a responsibility that I have in so many ways, to speak and to share. The airwaves are sacred, in my view and opinion, and this is an opportunity to be all that I'm supposed to be, and I'm grateful for the inspiration and where it comes from. And I'm grateful to have this opportunity that was given to me as a new member, first day on the job, basically, student, the Rebel Report at University of Nevada, Las Vegas. And I'm just so looking forward to covering the men's basketball game as they played host to the number 4 ranked team and the last, still now undefeated San Diego State Aztecs. And so while inside the Thomas and Mack Arena in preparations and setting up, I received a phone call, from a friend, and the disbelief and the shock, and dare I say a little bit of of the frustration and the anger as we processed, and he broke the news to me, and we tried to, you know, scour the internet and, you know, Twitter for confirmation in hopes that this, in a sense, you almost wanted it to be a most foolish prank and cruel joke, but you didn't want that either, because this is not the way to play. This is not the way to joke around with life, with inspiration. You know, when people find ways to pursue after their goals and their dreams and have the life and experience life abundantly the way they desire, it becomes a book, a living book that we read, a walking movie, if you will, and it's on. And with social media, you know, through Instagram and Twitter, we were at a place where Kobe, he was on, his channel was on, and it was speaking to us. You could go to it and you could be inspired. You could gain some direction and get some insight on how you could pay greater attention to the details, how you could be ready through preparation. And there are so many ways. There I reveal and share with you that the reason you can hear me this early in the AM is because listening to Kobe speak about his work ethic and the way he chose to get a decided advantage upon the competition was to increase the hours and the times, if you will, that he trained. So instead of, you know, 2 to 3 times a day, he was at 4. So he would rise at 4 a.m. and do 2 hours, and then he'd go back at it at 9 a.m. do 2 hours, and then he'd go back at it at 2 p.m. do 2 hours, and then he would conclude with, you know, 7 p.m. in 2 hours. You know, so, you know, it's something that as recent as September 2019, I began to apply that rule to my life, and so it has served me well. And I just, you know, the first day, if you will, you know, on the job, it is historic. You know, I'll always remember where I was and what I was doing and what the day and what life was to be about. And, you know, there is a sense of destiny and greatness that is somehow the universe is tied, not only myself, but so many other people who are involved in sports and sports media and just impacted by Kobe Bryant to be great, right? To be an inspiration, to be a better a father, a better parent, a lover of your children, you know, actively engaged as a husband, an improved, you know, businessman, setting goals and charting a course, a complete, thorough, you know, plan, life after your first career, if you will. I mean, look at the fact that Kobe Bryant had one of the most historic careers in modern sports history as a basketball player. But he truly, in his letter, Dear Basketball, let us know that he was moving forward and he was so happy to do so without regret, without feeling like he held on to something or didn't give it his all or he wasn't done. It was definitely no conversation or no signs that he was going to come back and do it for the fans or, you know, get out what was still in the tank. No, he knew. He understood his impact. He understood that he was done, and he did all that he could do in that arena, that atmosphere, if you will. And he had something else that he needed to accomplish. He had another purpose to fulfill, and he was diligent, and he was very much, you know, true to himself. He was Kobe Bryant, the player, the man, the father, the businessman, the storyteller, his very advice, his wisdom, his insight, and everything that he gained in his 41 years of living. In totality, Kobe was modeling that. He was executing that for us all to see in his most recent endeavors. And because of that, you and I will always be able to now, thanks to modern technology, access the imagery, the sounds, the inspiration of the life of Kobe Bryant, and hear from him, be lifted by him. Kobe will make you laugh. Kobe's a funny guy. I mean, I don't know him personally, but I've watched enough of his video and interviews and commercials. And, you know, at some point, as we look to begin to heal from some of the wounds that may have been reopened from dearest loved ones closest to us that we've thought about after hearing about the tragic passing of Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gianna, affectionately known as Gigi, and the other parents and family members, you know, on board that helicopter. And you gotta use this moment in your life. You gotta use this time for self-examination. I mean, you really gotta spend time. We all have to spend the time, you know, taking a good look in the mirror, look into your very own, you know, heart and soul and mind, and ask yourself, are you living it? Are you really living right? You know, are you really happy? You know, are you taking all the necessary steps? And do you really care about who you say you care about? Do you really love who you say you love, whether it's a son or a daughter? You know, I issue a challenge to everyone out there. If your life is, for some strange reason, attached to, and your spirit is off, and you're struggling because you're holding on to something, old hurts, old pains, wrongs that someone has done to you, and at this point you even know that there's bitterness, and you even know that there is a struggle to let go and to find your way out of that, I'm gonna ask you to fight. I'm gonna ask you to compete with the type of veracity and fierce competitiveness as Kobe Bryant would, to be the best version of yourself. Get beyond that which is ailing you, besetting you, and keeping you from making a different choice, making a different decision. If you know you have some power, some influence, some authority, some leverage to give love, to be the bridge to to a fractured or disconnected relationship between a father and son, or a father and daughter, a mother and daughter, a mother and son, brothers and sisters, whatever the dynamic of an interpersonal relationship. You know, I want you to use this time. I want you to use the energy that is currently in the world, in the atmosphere, and make it work for your loved one. Give your daughter the father that she's missing, because you decided you were not going to deal with him, or you decided that you don't need him. Well, it's not about you, and it never was. Don't steal from her. Don't be the person that you are, because it's killing you. You can't bear it. It's too much weight to start to come to a realization that you are the one who was unable to live up to your declaration that you could be and you would be the father and the mother. It's impossible, people. As a kid, I heard those types of comments from a variety of angry and upset and hurt and bruised women and men, vice versa. I mean, look, we're human beings and we all go through things, and as we can tell, just so many tragic stories, so many ways life can play out. But this is Situation Remedy Podcast, and I stand by that. There's always a remedy. There's always a remedy. So let us today, let's work towards the remedies in our lives. And Kobe's, untimely demise. My friends and family know I'm still working through the process of my best friend David Bird, who, like Kobe Bryant, loved the game of basketball, gave the game of basketball his time, was dare I say, a drumbeat, a heartbeat of life. We kept time in the world through this game that we love. Our family members, our children. My friend David is the father of four daughters, similar to Kobe Bryant. And he lost his battle to cancer back in April of 2019. Kobe Bryant, just months later, a husband, a father of four girls, I mean, is just eerily similar to me. And to watch a friend, a family member, seek to, regain her balance in her life, and her daughters, look to grow up to be the beautiful young women that they talked about and planned to be without him. It's there are no words, man. There are no words. But this is who I am. This is what I'm here for. This is my purpose. I'm an order. Someone who values the spoken word communication. Sounds make a difference. I believe that. It's wonderful if you're an outstanding writer. And sometimes we need to write it first to attempt to assemble and gather thoughts and structure it in a way for presentation within some of us, and I'm grateful. It's nothing special that I did for myself. I honor my Elohim, my God, the gift that He's given me to communicate, and the value that, you know, I personally place on the spoken word, to be able to make a sound, to make a noise, and to tell you that I love you, and to ask you too to tell him that you love him, tell her that you love her, whoever he or she is, whatever the dynamic, parent, friend, brother, sister, aunt, niece, nephew, cousin, dare I even say business associate, classmate, co-worker. So let's remove some labels. Let's knock down some walls, and let's start to see one another for who we are, who we all are. We're people, and we have feelings. Let's be empathetic. Let's be compassionate. Let's be kind and caring and sharing. Not just because of what has happened to the 9 passengers upon that helicopter flight. No. But because they represent a call to a shift and a change in thought process, in conversation, in behavior. Now's the perfect time. Now is the time. This is the season. This is the season for it. So, as you go about this day, as you go on your journey, regardless of when you come into contact and hearing these words, may you make the decision and feel the love and feel empowered and understand that within you is greatness, and you can realize it, you can materialize it, and it can be so very real and tangible to others. Pay attention to the details. Be willing to, you know, take that shot in your life, right? Study. Be dedicated. Go all out. It's okay to start with you. If Kobe Bryant didn't do all the work that he did within himself and for himself to be the best version of himself, he would have never been able to come to the conclusion of his playing days, of his professional NBA career, and have so many young mentees. Just look at the NBA. The majority of the young talent in the NBA today is in some contact with Kobe Bryant, and is fans of Kobe Bryant, have learned from Kobe Bryant, inspired by Kobe Bryant, wanted to be like Kobe Bryant, because we, and this before I go, let me say this, you know, we as men, we're if you're a lover of sport, and if you just want to be great at anything in life, no matter what it is, if you want to be the best attorney at law you could be, you have to be dedicated to study, to research, to the details, to knowing all that you can know, and to use your natural giftings, your skill set, the repetitions of preparation and presenting in the court of public opinion and the judicial court systems. And if you want a family, and have it all at the same time and balance it, you know you're striving for greatness. And the beauty of this Kobe Bryant story is that we can identify with what it is to want to be impactful. I don't think there's a human being that's ever going to be birthed into the earth, and especially men. It's no slight to women, but societal, what we tend to call norms, place an enormous amount of responsibility, some may even say pressure, for the man to do something significant with his lifetime and to be impactful, to be remembered within his community, within his region, to the best of his own abilities, whether that's great or small impact, to govern, to rule, to inspire, to motivate, to uplift, to be a bridge, whatever it takes. And when you see it, and when you are of the opinion that for some strange reason it was cut short, or the life of that individual didn't go as long as, you know, we tend to think it will or it might, we're left a little bit grasping for comprehension, grasping for some understanding. Was his purpose complete? Was his work done? Was he finished? Despite the fact that he spoke and moved and lived in a way that says to us there was still more to do, and he did not yet think that he was completed. He was emptied out. I don't have the answer to that. I'm not afraid to tell you that. But I'm just going to say, live your life after the fashion in which Kobe Bryant lived his. And it wasn't about his money. It was about his spirit. It was about the heart of the man, Kobe Bryant, the responsibilities that he took so seriously, and he wore them, and he showed us how to wear men with honor and integrity. He grew. Wives, look at Vanessa. Daughters, women. Was Kobe Bryant perfect? No. Was he in the news for some things he probably didn't want to be in the news for at some point in his life? Absolutely. It's out there. It's on the internet. You'll find it. But I can't, and I've not even begun to say much about Vanessa. And look, I'm in this industry. I'm going to talk more about Kobe Bryant, you know, for days and weeks and months to come. This is a top five conversation in sports history because of who he was and what he meant to the game of basketball, and in the position, you know, as a contemporary human, a world figure, just where he is on the grand scale of things at this point in his lifetime. We all have people we've been impacted by. So I don't know what you think about today and you know, the work, you know, we've got to work, we've got to live, we got to go on, we got to do what we must for our loved ones, for our employers, or for our businesses, for our students, you know, the goals that we have. If you are a student, you have deadlines, you got reports you have to turn in, you have assignments you have to complete. No matter, you know, your vocation at this point, you know, Kobe understands, you know, you got to be great. You got to find your purpose. You got to apply your passion, attention to detail. So do that today. Go be great. Don't just do it for Kobe and Gigi and everyone else aboard that helicopter. Do it for yourself. Do it for you. Be a champion. Be a winner. Anybody who knows me, when I speak of Royce King Sports, you hear me often say, life is a sport. So play to win. Know your personnel. Know yourself. And make your next move your best move.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.